It's Matty Garwood for Oz Made. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country and going around not only our country, but right around Japan at the moment. I've called her up. I've woken her up. It is Beck from Racket. She's got a brand new single out with Massinations. Thanks so much for coming on, Beck.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for waking me up.
I feel bad. I instantly feel bad. Doesn't matter what the time is. If you call someone and wake them up, you just feel bad. So give us a little bit of a rundown on what's happening over there in Japan at the moment.
Well, this morning, I've woken up. I'm in Nagoya. I got here last night. I'm actually glad that you called me because I've got to get ready and go to sound check. I've got a show in Nagoya today and just finished close to 2 weeks in Tokyo. So this will be my ninth show on the 14-day tour and it's been so much fun. Every venue has been an adventure. I've seen some really weird bands and some really weird places.
What's some of the weird stuff?
For starters, most of the shows are underground, so there's already like a kind of interesting, creepy vibe to it, but then I've seen a band play, they all had fly swatters and that was their thing. And then another band that, like, mid-set, they jumped the lead singer and the whole band, except the drummer who kept playing, put her in a little pool in the audience and then poured water on her from a watering can. And then I saw this band that were all dressed as Where's Wally and they were singing Kiss covers in Japanese. I've seen heavy metal bands that just, like, screaming Japanese. I guess that would be not that different to Australia, but yeah, like, everyone's really creative and really out there, and I'm finally in a environment where I'm not the weirdest out.
Had you been to Japan before?
No.
So this is all quite eye-opening then.
Yeah. Yeah, it's totally different. You have, like, a whole team of people that are helping you on, like, sound check and set up, and you get to choose your own lighting. You know, like, you get, like, what you would get if you were maybe headlining, like, a theatre just for a very small room. In Japan, you don't get a rider, but you get a very organised, respectful experience.
What was the appeal to go to Japan and do so many shows there?
So I've made a whole new live show and all new songs. So it's not just a single. I've spent a year developing minimum of 8 songs that I'm going to release. I made more than that. All of them in my mind felt like they were belonging to this neon, futuristic, AI, plastic fruit future. So I saw this music in my mind. It was in the future. And where's the closest country to what our future might look like? Japan. I just needed to get out and see what else was out there beyond Australia. I've been to, like, some crazy, like, discount stores, 4 levels, 5 levels of just lights and, like, more. And so my music to me is, like, very over the top. I call it OTT meme music, which is over the top meme music. And it's, like, me just weird and wild as I can be.
So when you come back to Australia, so we're kicking it off back here Saturday, November 16th, what can people expect when they come along to see you after being to Japan yourself?
I hope to expect to shock them, because not only is what I've created now very different to anything I'm seeing in Australia at the moment, but it's also very different to what the old Racket was. All around, I hope there's an initial shock, and then I hope they really enjoy it. I just want to make people dance, and I just want them to expect the unexpected.
It sounds like you've been hit with a lot of unexpected as well in Japan for the tour currently.
Yeah, I have. I love that. I think music, it can be a teleportation device to even just the present moment, not necessarily anywhere else. For me, like, when I see something crazy, I'm 100% giving that craziness my energy. I'm not anywhere else. And to be present in the moment is rare. I've found myself barely in the present moment. So if I can bring people into present time together and do that through having to shock them and get all of their attention, then yeah.
Where else can people find all the details for where to get the tickets? You've got heaps of shows left in Japan, but for also when you get back here to Australia.
You can head to my website, www.racket.tv, and that's got all of my dates. And it's also got my virtual magic 8-ball you can play with.
I'm going to be doing that right now as well and see what that brings up for us. Well, Beck from Racket, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Oz Made. And enjoy the rest of your time in Japan, and we look forward to seeing you again here in Australia.
Thanks for having me.